by Tampa Bay last night, 6-3 at Tropicana Field. Rick Porcello didn't have it. He got hammered for 6 runs in 3 2/3 innings of work. Sox back home to play the surprising Atlanta Braves tonight. Dustin Pedroia will be activated off the...
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on over there? Fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone!
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox!
I'm Leo.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bop, bop, bop!
Go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bop, bop, bop!
Wall dick, well, yeah!
Hey, you fired up?
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Hello!
Not only does Jaylen Brown know it, everybody in green and white smells it, and the ball is headed there.
No, no, not only green and white. Everybody who knows the basketball knows that, again, when you're on the Serengeti and you got that animal Memphis. I saw something the other day. It was horrifying. You'd love this. A zebra was born. All the stuff on him.
Placenta and all that other.
Lion comes over.
Oh, no.
And this lady starts crying. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Shouldn't have won Safari, hon. Should have stayed home.
We'll just go back to the Eastern Conference Finals now with the Celtics now up by 17.
Ooh, pancakes. Ooh, pancakes, pancakes. That's why the unicorns are distinct now. He just got smashed by a runaway truck.
I forgot about pancakes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, his pancakes is... Well, he's of course got other snacks like...
Got his man in the popcorn popper.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. That, of course, Cedric Maxwell, who's openly admitted just saying things and not realizing the context and not having any context and just explaining he has to speak in sound bites. And there you go. We play him. So he has succeeded. I am told that the area around where our station will be in less than a month, or right around a month from now, is an absolute disaster, that there is an overturned truck in one of the tunnels. And so...
the 93 South, I take
93
it...
93 North.
North.
City. In the O'Neill Tunnel.
Yeah. Route 3 is always a disaster, as Bert Breer would tell you.
John, we're talking about downtown, though, going north.
Oh, okay.
This is the tunnel.
Route 3 is awful just getting to the expressway. Now the expressway is awful, so... It's
well, at least
no
they
fun.
Did it on a day where no one's going to be traveling on the road.
That's right.
Yeah. Least busy day of the year.
I'm never taking the freeway to work. I'd rather stop at 85 stoplights than get stuck in that stupid tunnel. I went and saw the new place last week, and I get out in a new place a few exits south of that tunnel, and I got out of the building at, I don't know, noon, 12:30, bumper-to-bumper traffic, just getting into the tunnel at noon.
What is it about 93 south of the city where it's never not backed up? And there's always construction. Whatever construction they've had going on there, it's been going on for like 15 years.
Yep.
And they've never finished. So I don't know what the best was that, do you remember when... About a year ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, there was the rumors that the Crafts were going to build a soccer stadium right there.
South Boston, yeah.
Yeah. The traffic's already an absolute, like, S show.
They tried to put the football stadium in South Boston before the residents decided they didn't want it.
Well, if you build the soccer stadium, I mean, then you got to deal with, like, 5 more cars.
Well, they were at ease for concerts, too. Like, it was going to be actually a place, like, cities that have this, it's where a lot of the shows that play over at Mansfield would now be playing in the city, which is great. Like, that's great. It wouldn't just be used for soccer, which, you know, you're
the
probably
hell you
right
say, over. Fred, there are a lot of Gillette Stadium, they get 30,000
like,
down there.
Like, you ever had CSN on, like, when, you know, when there's not any basketball or stuff, and it's like a Revolution game. And
right.
They get 30,000 free tickets because they invite every kid's soccer program there for $1 a ticket. I think that's the money making platform for the whole thing.
That was at Gillette Stadium for a game, or sorry, a match last year.
Wow, and thousands and thousands of people.
And
were
you
there.
Know what miraculously happens when you have a soccer game in an actual soccer stadium? It looks more full because you don't have 70,000 seats to fill.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you only have what are those stadiums like? 30?
Yeah.
Are they like way smaller? It's like 20 to 30. It's almost like having a TD Garden outdoors, pretty much as far as the amount of seats that you have.
Right.
Which, of course, makes it look like it's full. Unlike on TV, when you see a Revolution game, you're like, whoa, my God. They look, there's a million
seats. San Diego, the Chargers, now that they moved to L.A., they're playing in the L.A. soccer stadium, which is not large. It's like 25 or 30,000.
And they still can't sell
it. Well, that's another story. But yes.
All right, Chris, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, so you guys are going into that old Globe building, right?
It's near it. It's right near it.
So I work right down the street from there. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, there's always traffic on 93 North. Doesn't matter if it's 7, 10, 12, or 4.
Why?
So good luck.
Why is it always like that? It is. It's been that way forever.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
absolutely ridiculous, and I hate it.
Yeah, I'm never taking the freeway. Everyone who's ever worked in Dorchester has told me not to take the freeway. I guess even like at 5 in the morning, the freeway is effed up.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I would have thought that's the one benefit to working the hours we work.
Nope.
I won't have to deal with it.
Nope.
Oh,
totally.
Boy.
Literally everyone I know that's worked there has been take back roads.
Okay.
I don't have any idea why they moved to Dorchester. They bought that radio conglomerate,
mm-hmm.
with Greater Media, and Greater Media had made the mistake of moving down there.
I think it's because the rent's cheap. I think that's essentially it. It's bottom line. There's parking.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the rent here when they bought this building was necessarily through the roof. Now it would be.
You're right. Yeah, but you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Brighton, when they built this thing before we got here 16 years ago, I don't think that this was considered high profile real estate.
Yeah, Brighton 20 years ago as opposed to Brighton now is not even remotely in the same universe.
Right. But that is going to be a kick in the ass. Now, will you have to take the freeway?
For, like, less than a mile. Like, I'll just have to get out. I think I'm two exits away. So not much at all. And coming home, I don't have to take it.
Oh, man.
I mean, if I want to get there super quick in the morning, I'll take the freeway. But, I mean, if I come home, I can go through South Boston, which is fairly easy. Like, down through the seaport and stuff.
I'm so excited about this.
It's going to be awesome.
It's just going to suck. living out in the western suburbs, this should be fun.
Someone asked me if I was going to move.
It's not that bad. I mean, it's like an extra 15 minutes.
Yes, I'm going to have to move to Quincy.
Right, it's not bad enough to move.
Someone like told me, asked me, they're like, well, are you going to move?
you're not working in New Hampshire or Maine. I mean,
apparently it's
Delaware or moving somewhere else. I mean, my God.
Apparently it's quite like that. But there is going to be lots of traffic today. Now, you are going to Nantucket, so you have to go to Hyannis.
Yeah, so, and I had a guy here kind of give me, like, the back roads and stuff. So, it was funny, because I'm leaving at 2, and my ferry doesn't leave till like, 5:30 or something like that in Hyannis. And everyone's face is kind of like, I think you'll probably make it. I'm like, wow. 3.5 hours
to get to the Cape on a Memorial Day weekend. That's I was listening to Zolak is Captain Panic. I think we can all agree with this. But he's talking, and actually a lot of what he said made a lot of sense. There aren't many roads to get to the Cape.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people going.
So here's the deal.
Everybody on the planet has a place on the Cape.
Yeah.
So here's the deal is that this is something that usually takes like an hour. Like if there's no traffic, it takes about an hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
To get from here to Hyannis. And I know that this weekend and today in particular is nuts. So you take a look, and I read this the day before yesterday. The two worst times to drive on Memorial Day weekend was yesterday, believe it or not, between 4 and 6.
Yep.
Which I guess the roads were cluster F then, too. And today, between 2 and 4.
Yep.
Because everyone's getting out early. I don't think like anyone in our office is working after noon,
we're
right?
We're leaving at 12:30.
What's that? Yeah, we're leaving at 2. So we're leaving
at 12:30 to go to Newport.
Yeah.
And I refuse to believe traffic's going to be terrible.
No, that's early enough.
I think 12:30 is fine. I'm leaving right
get on,
at
get on
the
24. You should be
shaking his head. No,
you should be far south enough. 24
is never
to do
bad.
It.
Well, if you're not on the road by 11 o'clock this morning, you're going to sit in traffic. You may not sit in gridlock traffic, but if you're not ready to go and on the
but
road,
there's never anyone
Fred,
on 24.
Maybe to get down there, but you'll encounter traffic to get to that point.
Yes,
then it'll break free. You're right. Yeah,
but 24 is the majority of it, and I've never seen 24 except for tax free. The stupid tax-free day when everyone was going to that shopping center. I've never had traffic on 24.
But the other way, like the backup from the Sagamore, if you're heading to the Cape this weekend.
195.
How many miles? How many miles, Dan?
Six.
That's probably going to be 12 miles, probably. Give it 12 miles back.
Still 12 miles.
Getting on.
I guarantee it. Guarantee
again,
it.
There's then one road or two roads to get there. That's the problem.
The fun thing when you get to the Cape is all those people are on the Cape. And then the traffic all weekend. Grocery store, liquor store,
right?
Rotary.
I haven't been to the Cape in 13 years.
It's this weekend and it's 4th of July. Other than that, it's never really that
bad. Well, this is the weekend to go to Nantucket, correct?
This is the weekend for like this is like
all the college kids who just got out of school go to Nantucket this year.
They go on the boat and they don't have a place to stay and they sleep on the beach. It's the one weekend that Nantucket essentially turns into like a vomit covered Daytona Beach.
Why don't
Daytona
you just take
beach?
The shuttle from the city?
You mean the train?
No. The boat from Nantucket to the from King
there is
King
no
from
boat.
The seaport.
There's no boat that goes to Nantucket from here because that's a long ass way. You have to go around the entire Cape to do that. And there's no boat that does that. So there's one from like New Bedford, I think.
Okay, now you can get it in Woods Hole, New Bedford, and Hyannis. Is that right? The ferry to get to Nantucket.
I don't know if you could do Woods Hole.
Okay, I know Woods Hole goes to Martha's Vineyard.
But you could do Hyannis and you could do New Bedford. So either way, you're sitting in traffic.
Yeah.
To get to some sort of ferry.
I would never. I have no desire to do any of that. None.
But as I said,
Nantucket. None of it.
This weekend and the 4th of July are really the only times where it's awful to go down there. Other than that, it's
the weekends are terrible because everyone owns a house in the Cape.
They're not that bad. It's not that bad.
Everyone owns a house in the Cape. It's amazing. The Cape seems like it's New York City. Everyone I know has got some house on the Cape.
But it's like, usually it takes like an hour and 15
minutes.
No, it's two.
Well, whatever. Two bridges. Impossible. So you go to Newport. You get M24, and then there's no traffic. That's where you go.
So a good 3.5 hours I have set aside to get down from here to Hyannis today.
That's going to be an exciting
time. And that will be a white-knuckle affair.
It'll be closer than you think, I have a feeling.
I know. Dude, I planned this in January.
I know.
Because I know that like if you don't have a parking spot, too, that's the other thing. You are effed. Like, there's no way, because you can get to your boat, and then you're not parking within miles. Like, you have to park miles upon miles away, and they're charging you in these, like, lots $30 a day. If you don't reserve something in January, you're not going to get a place. I learned the wrong way. I did it wrong for a long time. And finally, I'm just like, all right, I'm going to. Dude, I was sitting at my computer ready to go the day it all went on sale. Boom!
See, that's the thing. You have hundreds and thousands of people crouched over their keyboards to reserve a parking spot January.
I set an alert on my phone for the first day that I could buy those tickets. Because I was not dealing with that crap again. And then still I'm going to be stuck there like, yeah.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
Last night. 98.5, the Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Jeff, hello.
Gentlemen, good morning.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, listen, I called to talk about the greatest rock and roll star of all time, but first, can I make a comment about Wallach?
Yeah, of course.
Wallach, listen, okay, so you seem like a swell guy, and you know your sports, and that's all cool, but as near as I can tell, your talent lies in your ability to read and speak English a little bit, and your ability to wake up early. You're the place where humor goes to die. So please, on behalf of all listeners, just stick to sports, pal. Please.
Are you okay? You sound a little grumpy this morning.
No, man. I'm happy. I mean, I'm up early, but you guys can relate to that. But anyway, the real reason I called is...
that wasn't very nice. Walk, are you just going to let him just talk?
Look, everyone's angry at this time of morning. Obviously, someone peed at his Cheerios before he got up this morning. I feel bad for you, man. But if I'm here to help you vent and make you feel a little bit better, then I've done my job.
Well, like, if there's anybody's sympathy I don't need, it's you.
See what I mean? Some people just wake up angry. Fred can relate to that. I mean, it just happens.
He's not mad at me.
I know. He's mad at me for no reason, but that's cool, Jeff. Well,
gave
I love you
the
anyway.
That's he right.
Gave I did. He did. I just, because I exist, he's angry. I get it.
No, he thinks you have no talent.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's angry about.
I might wake up angry, but I get happy whenever I click the radio on and listen to you guys. So it's all good. Hey, Freddie, so listen, I was buying tickets to a concert down in Cohasset at whatever the venue is down there last night. And so I'm scrolling through. I'm like, let's see who's coming this summer. And lo and behold, Eddie Money is coming to the Cohasset. I think it's like the South Shore Music Circus or something like that.
Yeah, the circus, yeah. You to eat that meat lion.
You've got to check out his promo poster, man. He looks like he's been soaking in formaldehyde.
Oh, yeah.
He's not aged well. So then, lo and behold, a couple hours later, I'm flipping around TV, and he has his own reality show. I don't know what it's called because I just caught the end of it.
Yeah, we've played stuff from it. It's like, it's so fake.
Yeah.
It's like so fake that we can't even make fun of it. Like
I knew it was fake whenever I watched a little bit of it and it showed him driving in a car and he's going home. I expected him to, you know, drive and pull up under a bridge and get out. instead, he pulls up to this modest, you know, beach bungalow. He's got a semi-hot-ish wife. Well, she has all her teeth, I guess, which is hot for him. But good viewing, man. Good viewing.
So, yeah,
anyway,
he's,
that's all I got.
Thank
that's
you.
Good Memorial Day. Thanks for the listening, guys.
All right, thank you.
That guy, Dan's right. That sounded like a...
Let's go Red Sox. Let's
Werner go calling
Red
in.
Sox. Let's go Red Sox.
I haven't seen the Eddie Money show except for the premiere. But I'm interested in the weightlifter guy.
Yeah,
that was just in the that was in the living room, just lifting weights, and just saying, "What do you want out of me?"
He's the one guy that looked nothing like the rest of the family. He was like 10 years older than everybody else,
yeah.
And he was just in the attic, just lifting weights.
Yeah, he was just in the living room.
Well, at one point,
with only a barbell, like he wasn't not a barbell, but the what do you call the thing?
Yeah, it's the 45-pounder that you put the weights on the side.
No, barbell is the thing that you hold. What do you call the thing? We're such an exercise.
It's the bar. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but that's not a barbell.
No. A barbell is like one of the hand ones, but it's called the bar. Isn't that, the weight bar?
No, that's not what it's called. But anyway, yeah, he had one of them, and it was just in the living room. There was no, like, bench or, like, squat rack or anything. It was just him in the living room, like, by the TV and couch, just, like, lifting weights for no reason.
When was the last time, like, you did a workout that involved a weight bench? Like, where you just, like, on your back, like, pushing weights that weren't just, like, you know, the, like, barbells?
Well, I
don't want to high school.
I don't want to get anyone in, so I won't tell you who they are, but I do go to a trainer twice a week. So I do it.
So you actually on your back, like do like max, like you do maxes and you max out.
Occasionally, we see how much I can do.
You see, I all these places that I've been going lately are just like you get like the 35 and pound like barbells and you do like different stuff where you're mm-hmm. stretching and all that weird stuff. So I haven't done that in forever.
Sometimes you have to test your boundaries
mm-hmm.
to get push it to look like this.
Well, I mean, that's why I am an Adonis.
Yeah, if you've seen me. That's why you got to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to push some weight around.
That's the Melody Tent he's talking about. Eddie Money, you rocking that?
Yeah.
It's always like Eddie Money and like Brian Regan. Like Brian Regan always does like a couple nights at the tent, yes. and then it's like
Regan kills, and then half the audience shows up to stage. For Eddie Money.
Can I sleep in this tent?
And it's like one of the members of Three Dog Night.
You can eat that dog.
I got who's playing the game?
Now it's one dog night.
It's just a one dog because you ate the other two.
I ate the other two.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing the Eddie Money tent.
And it's like, and then they're like, oh, we're going to get modern. And it will be like one member of Fastball or somebody like that. The Verve Pipe.
I used to shoot fastballs.
Well, speedballs, I think, is probably more like it.
No, because I put meth in it.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Melissa Etheridge.
Yep, I see. Yep,
Boz Skaggs. There you go.
Come to Boz my Skaggs. Window.
Boz Who's Skaggs? Boz Skaggs?
He is Lito. Oh, yeah. The Lito Shuffle.
Oh, well, if that's his hit that I've never heard.
Here we go.
Little River Band.
Stephen Wright. Comedian Stephen Wright
he's
will be
right.
there.
He's still alive.
Right. That's it.
But yeah, so the gin. What I tell you, the Gin Blossoms with Tonic and Vertical Horizon. Yep. It's always some like early '90s, like one hit wonder tour.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd,
Peter Cetera is going to be there. Yep. I'm all right with that.
Oh God,
KC and the Sunshine Band.
You know who looks really good right now? It's KC from the Sunshine.
Yeah, he looks like he's been hitting the bottle a little bit.
There's just a group called Piano Guys.
Yeah.
They play the piano. They're guys. It's the Piano Guys.
And an afternoon with the Beach Boys.
Well, why
you
not?
Know what I...
Because everyone's asleep by 6. He's a fan
that's
of
that. Right.
Well, they start at 3:30 for a reason.
Well, if you can be with Brian Wilson, who goes, what's the name of your new album? Smile. So the you know what I heard is a bit, you talk about the crystal meth.
Do we now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was talking about I was talking to a doctor, and they were saying that cocaine raises the dopamine in your brain by like whatever percent, but crystal meth raises the dopamine in your brain by like 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're trying to get people off of crystal meth, the doctors can't tell them that it's going to make them feel better because it's not. They have to like just like go, do you want to itch your face? Do you want to age in this fashion? Like they can't realistically tell them that it's going to make them feel better. So don't do crystal meth.
Okay. I'll make sure not to do that.
Is my advice to you.
Okay. I'll avoid that. Thank
because
you.
Apparently it raises the dopamine in your brain by like this insane amount.
Sure. If we take anything away from today, kids, stay away from the blue stuff.
Stay away from meth. Mm-hmm. Crystal meth, yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, well.
The more you know, ..
Well, it raises the dopamine in your brain too much, and there's no, you know, apparently it's an ecstasy feeling.
By the way, I was right. Brian Regan once again coming to the Cape Cod Melody Tent with Daughtry the night before.
Oh, sweet.
That's right. The butt rock band that was a birth from American Idol. They will be right the same week as Kids Bop Live 2018.
Was Daughtry, was that the NHL Awards? Was
yes.
Stand up. No, no, really. Stand up.
That was the best. That was when the NHL Awards was like, you know, the pinnacle of comedy. So they were like, ladies and gentlemen, our musical act, Daughtry. And he comes out on stage. He's like, all right, everybody, get up. And then like 10 seconds go by. No, seriously, everybody, get up. Because nobody stood up. And still, I don't think anybody did the second time. But that's the kind of big names you get. Him and Modest Yahoo, I think, have been the biggest musical acts at the NHL Awards has been able to
Modest Yahoo has a favor to someone. They were like, all right, Modest Yahoo, you had that one song that everyone enjoyed that got played on alternative radio for no reason.
King with No Crown. I remember on WBCN, we had a bracket. It was like a battle of all of the bands, and Modest Yahoo beat everybody. It beat Pearl Jam in the finals. Yeah. Modest Yahoo.
We had a big audience around here. All right, when we come back, the Western Conference Finals have got an interesting, a lot to talk about. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Great balls of fire. Guess who just crawled out the mouth of Maya? That can make you trust a liar. A real sucker diver. Vaughn never been a duck and diver. He spit on the mic, yuck saliva. Hold it like a truck driver. Hold a CB on a sharp turn. Still clutching the chest from the heartburn. What's your handle? I need a Zantac op. And thanks before I blank into anaphylaxis.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Well, tonight, Boston Celtics get their first of two potential chances to close out the Cleveland Cavaliers and advance to the NBA final. And for being one of the only four remaining teams left in the postseason, the voters for the league's all-NBA teams apparently don't think the Celtics have any stars. Not one Celtic was named to either the first, second, or third all-NBA team yesterday. The first team consisted of LeBron James, James Harden, Anthony Davis, Damian Lillard, and Kevin Durant. The second, the Greek Freak, Westbrook, Embiid, Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan, and the third, Steph Curry, Victor Oladipo, Carl Anthony Towns, Jimmy Butler, and Paul George. Well, that means two things. Number one, good. The Celtics are an unbelievable story this year, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I love Tony Maz, but I saw a tweet of his yesterday that said regarding the Celtics and Cavs, quote, is it possible that both of these teams are overrated? And then I say, no, in no way, shape, or form. A team that's missing its top two stars, has no one who's made an all-NBA team on its roster, and whose leading scorer is 19 years old, is not anything that you could possibly call anything close to overrated. And two,
This makes my dream of getting Anthony Davis and Green seem even more like a pipe dream, because now that he is an All-NBA first team member, he's now eligible for a Supermax contract next year, which is a 5-year deal that would start in 2020 and projects to be worth $230 million, which would be the largest contract in NBA history. So needless to say, he'd be giving up a ton of money to play here.
You played for Brad Stevens, though.
Yeah. Sometimes it's worth it.
For $70 million less.
Yep. And you could play with a team steeped in tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, you could just sit there and rot in an organization that's going to do nothing to help you win, and you're the Western Conference, and it's going to be just the wasteland, and you'll forever be someone who got a lot of money. But does that bring you happiness? Ask David Price whether money brings you happiness.
Yes, it's exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, the misery of never being able to reach the type of heights that Anthony Davis deserves if he was playing.
$70 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot.
If you have the
Is that what it is? Would be 70? Okay.
$70 million. If you have the $230 million, you have $230 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanity. So there you go. It looks like it's probably more than likely not going to happen. Well, but then again, Danny's pulled miracles before. So in the past few days.
What miracle?
Just miracles. You know, if anyone can make it
drafting,
happen.
Drafting miracles.
You know, trading and
the
stuff.
The drafting miracles have happened.
And
yes.
Convincing guys to take $70 million less.
What drafting miracles?
I don't think anyone thought that Jaylen Brown. When Jaylen Brown was picked third, I don't think anybody thought he was going to be this good.
No, they didn't, but he was a top five. He was scheduled. He was projected to be a top five pick. And Tatum was considered a top five pick.
Well, let's real quick talk about Tatum, because in the past couple of days, there's been, you know, now that he's become a bona fide star of the postseason, there's been a lot of articles written by him. And I know Kobe Bryant even did that thing where he broke down his game, which I refuse to watch.
It's on ESPN Plus.
It's everywhere. I see that thing advertised everywhere. I'm like,
you should watch it. It's on ESPN Plus.
Well, I don't even know where to find ESPN Plus. Is that a station or a website?
I think it's part of the app, the ESPN app.
Okay, well then, yeah.
Yeah, it's on ESPN Plus. It's everywhere.
I won't be finding that.
It's everywhere that you would never know.
You're an insider. Doesn't that give you unlimited access?
Yeah, you should be able to get that.
Yeah. We're just jabronis. We're five and divers here. You should be able to access that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, baby. Well, I can access whatever I want on that. Keith Laws, top 100 prospects in the MLB draft.
You get to read every kind of legal article that the middle part writes for ESPN?
No, he doesn't write for them, stupid. He writes for Sports Illustrated.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
Dumbass.
Denied the middle part. Well, I'm not going to become a member then. Why? There's no reason to become an insider if the middle part isn't part of it. So most of these articles focus on Danny Ainge and how he knew Tatum was going to be something special in the trade, you know, from the number one pick, number three pick. But the best stat of everything I read about him was that Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball combined for 528 points this season. Jason Tatum has 312 points in the playoffs alone.
So Fultz didn't play.
I know, but if you take a look at what ended up happening, but nobody knew that was going to happen before they were drafted, that Fultz was not going to play. So you take that and you look at just what he's done in the postseason alone, and I think he is like the fourth highest scoring rookie of all time in the postseason, and he's in pretty good company.
Yeah.
So tonight is a big one. The Celtics try to close it out in Cleveland. Vegas has the Celtics as 7-point underdogs, and you can hear the game right here at 8:30 on 98.5 Sports Hub. So,
do you think they'll win? Do you think they'll win tonight?
I don't, but I think they can. If I've learned anything from this series, it's that I don't know what the hell's going on when these teams play at home as opposed to away. And there's really been the only thing that I would say that would give them more of a shot than before was that I think they figured things out with Aaron Baines. I think having him start and putting him out on the floor is going to help set the tone, because Tristan Thompson's been a massive problem. And I think that a lot of these layups they're missing too, people aren't taking into consideration the amount of traffic that these guys are trying to shoot in. And Tristan Thompson's a major problem because he's a major part of that. So I think that there is more of a chance than the past couple of games. I still think it's going to be tough.
See, I think they win tonight. I think they solve something. They won a big playoff game over a really good team, a game five in the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat LeBron James. I still think LeBron isn't 100%. I think we can all agree he's sick or tired or both. And it just underscores how bad that Cleveland roster is, other than he and Kevin Love. And if Kevin Love doesn't play well, Cleveland, it's almost impossible for them to win. Even though Cleveland has home court and the Celtics have been horrible on the road in the playoffs, I think I keep saying they solved some things in the final three quarters of game four. The young guys won a big game five at home. I think they go to Cleveland tonight and finish it off.
Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
The couple things here. Number one, complaining about the traffic. I mean, when you're sitting in it, you ought to think that the guy next to you is probably going to a job where he's got to pump out porta potties or cesspools all day. So
he's a lucky
really
guy.
Not that bad a deal.
He gets and to the, play with feces.
And the boat to Cape Cod. There's a new thing called the Cape Cod Canal, so boats can get there, but someone would obviously go broke because they wouldn't have enough business.
On a trip from Boston, you don't have to go all the way around. You can cut through the Cape Cod Canal, is what he's saying.
Oh.
If there was a boat from Boston.
Where's the Cape Cod Canal?
Yeah, if there was a boat from Boston.
The Bourne Bridge has to go over something.
Yeah, right. It's that big strip of water you see when you go over one of the bridges.
They let huge ferries go underneath that?
Well, they let major freight shipping freighters.
I don't think they do. I don't know where he was going or what he was talking about.
You could go and clean out a porta potty.
Yes, you could, Larry Flint, if you wanted to.
I didn't know I was going to get around. If that was 6:44.
If that was your kind of thing, but there is some potentially good news.
In the porta potty. Don't tip it over.
You don't want to do that.
Please, this is so gross.
Yeah,
don't open the door.
Okay, I promise I won't, Larry Flint. I will not do that. Would you like to read us some more of your writing, F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Zelda, she was a curse and a gift.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Larry Flint, the famous writer from the 1920s. There might be some potential good news for the Boston Celtics and some very, very bad news for one Fred Tutcher. When we get back from the break, you might have to cover your ears for the next soundbite that I play.
Oh, boy. Is it more people saying I look like Jerry Garcia?
No. You've heard enough of that. I would think you're numb to that by now.
No. It still cuts like a knife.
Because it came all day yesterday, too.
That's going to linger. Yep.
That's going to linger.
Yep.
They're saying you've morphed into the thing you hate the most.
Yesterday, I had a bowl of French onion soup and a cup of French onion soup. That was the... I'm on a liquid diet.
When did you have the... I saw the big bowl. We all went out to lunch yesterday. I saw the big bowl.
Went out to dinner and had a cup of French onion soup.
Oh.
That's all I'm eating from now on.
French onion soup?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to clean me out. All right, so we'll be right back.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. And Rich, what is going on?
Well, the last two Warriors-Rockets games have been unbelievable. And last night, down by two with 6 seconds left, the Warriors had a chance to tie or even possibly win it. But someone on the Warriors delivered a choke of epic proportions. Fred, you might want to cover your ears for this one.
So now the Warriors have to work out of the backcourt, and they're out of timeouts. They have it. They go to Green, lost the ball. He lost it, picked up by Gordon, and Green fouled him. The guy who runs his mouth more than anybody in the league with two huge mistakes late in this game.
There will be no flexing after that play.
Well, Draymond Green blows it. Gets past the ball from Steph Curry, bobbles it, falls over, turns it over, game over. Houston wins at 98-94. They are now one game away from moving on to the NBA Finals. And they did it with reasons that you would least expect from the Rockets. Reason number one, James Harden, we all know is one of the, if not the best scorer in the league, was absolute trash from three.
Seven on the shot clock. This is Harden. Again, he's off. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors.
They're going to have to take Chris Paul off of the court. Well, they might have to drag him because you know he's not going to come off the court. But he is hurt right now, limping, walking gently and slowly to the sideline.
Okay, so last night James Harden was 0 for 11 from 3, and that makes 20 straight misses in a row since game 4 from three-point land with James Harden. He has been absolutely awful, but the way that they're doing it and the way that they're winning these games is, dare I say it, a defense, suffocating defense.
Stunned.
Mike D'Antoni, a team that he is the coach of, is playing some of the best defense I've seen all year against the Golden State Warriors. And who's the guy that's doing it? It's that one who, it's, oh God, Capella. Clint Capella, who gets out there, and I saw him block Steph Curry last night, and just a couple plays right after that, he blocked Kevin Durant. I mean, he is an absolute defensive. Blocked a dunk last night. I mean, this guy has been an absolute beast. But the one thing, well, first of all, let's hear Draymond Green describe what happened at the end, just because I know there's a lot of people who hate Draymond Green. I know Fred likes him. I actually like him a lot, too. But, you know, guy runs his mouth. Let's hear him take a little bit of his medicine.
What was supposed to happen on that final possession and how to get away from you?
We were supposed to score. I lost the ball. It's kind of not much more to it than that. You know, we wanted to get the ball to Steph. We got the ball to Steph. And he hit ahead of me and I fumbled the ball. So, nothing more, nothing less.
But the end of the game did have an interesting twist, and that was that Chris Paul injured his hamstring and was seen limping off of the court. He had to be taken out for the final couple plays. Here's Mike D'Antoni afterwards being asked about it.
You know, we'll see. He'll be evaluated tomorrow. But obviously you saw him limp off, and he's a tough guy. So they'll do whatever they can do. If he's there, great. Good for him. If he isn't, we have enough guys, and it's time for somebody else to step up. We got plenty of guys over there that will have some fresh legs, that's for sure. So we'll be all right.
Why is D'Antoni so nutty?
Because he's just overjoyed with the win.
Well, he probably can't believe it himself. He's like, who the hell would have thought we'd be up 3-2? So think of the scenario right now, that the things that could be shaping up for the NBA final is that if Houston can win one more, they might be going to the finals, and if the Celtics can win one more, they might be going to the finals, and the Celtics could be taking on potentially a Houston Rockets team that may possibly not have Chris Paul, but if they do have Chris Paul, it could be a hobbled Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul, apparently Mark Spears from ESPN's The Undefeated caught up with Paul as he got into his car, and Paul told Spears that he was going to be fine. Take that for what it's worth.
So we were trying
obviously
to...
any athlete, when he gets into a car, when confronted by a reporter, is going to say, don't worry about it, I'll be fine. So I who knows?
Well, Mike and I in the other room were trying to remember, how many games was Jaylen Brown out with a hamstring? Was it like 2.5? I think there was at halftime he left the game, and then he was out for a game, and then everyone thought he was going to be back the game after that, and then he ended up not being. So
a 2-week injury he came back from in like 4 days.
So listen, if I had to predict, especially with the really long space between the conference finals and the actual, I think it's an entire week of no basketball.
Thursday is when the NBA finals start.
So the game would start a week from
yesterday.
May 31st,
yes.
Okay, well that's actually not time than I thought it would be.
Yes.
So it still sounds like if it's just a hamstring injury, more than likely Chris Paul will be back, but who knows as to what level he would be. But, I mean, once again, if the Celtics just close this out, I mean, everything could be coming up Celtics. That is huge if you have a hobbled Chris Paul, especially the way he's been playing as of late.
Gives urgency to Houston to finish this thing quick, to not wait until Game 7 on Monday night. They really need to finish this thing tomorrow.
So that is a very strange development, and if at the beginning of all of this, you would have told anybody that it could potentially be the Celtics versus the Rockets. I'm sure there's people in Vegas losing a decent amount of money on the two of them.
All right, Casey, go ahead. Casey.
Casey. Danny, you got him potted up? Casey. Start over, Casey. Go ahead.
What's going on? Hey, Fred, I just want to tell you, man, that when you were making fun of 311 earlier this week, that Omaha-style affect, I was dying laughing. That was
Yeah, they have the Oklahoma patois.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations! They're from Nebraska?
They're from Nebraska. Oh, Omaha, I'm sorry. They're from Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, so Jamaica by way of Omaha.
Yeah, that's not offensive at all, but the patois that they use.
They don't use any fake patois, Fred. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Whether in Jamaica or in the Angel City.
Okay, all right, here we go.
All right. Like you were saying, if they were playing in front of you, they'd be good. You'd enjoy it.
I told you, they're like a guilty pleasure band. Like, I see it, I'm like, all right, they're okay.
The lyrics are just so cheesy.
They're the worst. They're the worst.
Rich, you've been, I got a bone to pick with you. There's one thing you've been doing lately, it's a crutch you've been leaning on. All the time you say, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that is a bad crutch. It is, and I say it a lot.
I love you guys. I think you're great, but Rich, you get to get off of that one.
That is a massive crutch. I find myself saying that way, way too much, and I say it all the time, even off the air.
I wonder if 311 is always in Jamaica hanging out.
Well,
whether in Jamaica, in the Angel City.
If you're looking for a reason why I say that all the time, because I just can't stop saying it. That's why.
It's so funny that people just got so into that. I was at a restaurant the other day, and obviously they let like a bartender play whatever he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you knew he was super psyched because it was cranked.
Yeah.
And it was the Grateful Dead, which should be illegal in all restaurants. So that went on for about a half an hour. And then right after, of course, because it was a Grateful Dead song.
Oh, God.
It went on for, that's why they had so much commercial success.
Sure.
And then they, and then it went right into 311.
Whoa.
So I'm like, whoever this bartender is, he's awful.
So just get off of your ass.
So I ditched. I didn't even pay.
Right.
I just got out of there.
That's right. Yeah, I'm ordering cheese stick here. Get off your ass.
So just get off of your ass.
Like, this is my weed mix. Yeah. This is my weed mix, dude. It's just time to chill.
They write the worst lyrics ever. There is a song where they go, everything I eat is from the earth, right? I am what I eat, straight up earth, right?
And there you go.
Sounds like
Be Real
minutes.
Goes to all their yeah. concerts every summer. Whether in Jamaica or in the Angel City.
Well, I mean, listen, you could be at one of two places, and, you know, that's where you'll hear 311.
Whether in Jamaica or in the Angel City.
That's, I still, once again, guilty pleasure. The music album.
If they were from anywhere else, they wouldn't have had the balls to do that. That's like Limp Bizkit being from Jacksonville. Like, anywhere else, right. You would have been, like, laughed off stage the minute that you started playing. But, like, in Omaha, everyone thought it was the greatest thing in the world. So they gained all this confidence. It's like Limp Bizkit. If you were anywhere normal, they would have just... They
anywhere
would have,
diverse.
They would have crushed Fred Durst.
Music!
Okay, thank you.
Yo, Be Real's texting me already about his love of 311. Rich, I have news. I have news that's going to bother you.
Okay.
And that will happen right after the headlines. No.